Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveRVFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject went undercover and ended up under the covers. Dear Stephen Shirley, one of my sister's best friends has been dating a man for 10 years, and he hasn't proposed to her yet, but he's cheated on her several times. He swore that he would never cheat on her again, and he joined her church to gain her trust back so she wouldn't leave him. She's still with him, and she started to suspect he was cheating again after he turned his phone off a few times while he was out at night. My sister had a brilliant idea that was supposed to help her friend out. They decided that since her boyfriend didn't know me, I would start popping up at the club he always goes to, and I would flirt with him. I put on a short wig, and I put on more makeup than I usually wear just to make sure he did not suspect anything. I had done this before for my sister, but her boyfriend got suspicious because my sister and I look a lot alike. He ended up dumping my sister because she was playing games with him. But this new guy was different. He had never seen me before, so we danced, drank, and even kissed in the club. One of my friends was there getting video of everything. The more drinks I had, the more his body felt so good against mine. He leaned into me once again and kissed my neck. I was ready to go home with him. I couldn't fight the feeling, and it had been a while since I had been touched that way. I ended up under the covers with this man, and it was the best experience of my life. I went back for a few more times before I reported back to my sister and her friend. My sister is mad at me, and so is her friend. I did what I was supposed to do. How can they be upset when I did what was asked of me? Yeah, okay.
Wow.
They asked you to do it. It was crazy, but you know you're wrong for this. Let me say you guys are all wrong. All of you all are wrong for this. It's crazy. This is not a brilliant plan to find out if he was cheating. And are you really trying to get Steve and I to believe that she actually wanted you to sleep with her man? Come on, sis. You're not that stupid. I mean, yes, the plan was stupid to begin with, but you didn't have to go to this extreme to find out if her man was cheating. She knew. She's been through this 10 years of her life, all of this foolishness. I mean, what more did she need? All the cheating signs were there just like before. He went out at night. He was turning his phone off. Okay, that was her proof from before. You didn't have to go this far, and you went back for seconds. You went back for thirds. but you went back for a lot. You did this because you wanted to, not because you were trying to spy and help them out. You got caught up and gave him some, period. That's what you did. I'm glad you're not my friend, and your sister and her friend need to stop playing these stupid games. After 10 years of this, he's not going to change anyway. He's not trying to. Steve?
This is the dumbest. It's just dumb. I don't even, you know, is this a movie? Is this a movie? This a cartoon? What is this? How this happening? Who do this? Man. So you went undercover and he ended up under the covers. So, you know, your friend got this man that's been dating this woman for 10 years and he ain't proposed to her yet because he done cheated on her a bunch of times. And, you know, she was going to leave him. And then he joined the church just to gain her trust back so she wouldn't leave him. And she's still with him. But then she suspected that he was cheating again after he turned his phone off a few times while he was out at night. Then you say your sister had a brilliant idea. See, now this is where the letter starts to take a turn. We're listening to this person describe an idea as brilliant. But after you go through this letter, it ain't a brilliant thought in this letter nowhere. There's not one brilliant line in this whole letter. And ain't no brilliant people in it. So here we go. My sister had a brilliant idea that was supposed to help her friend out. See, right there, all of a sudden, the brilliance has lost its luster because right after she said, my sister had a brilliant idea that was supposed to help her friend out. Right there. See how the word brilliant lost its luster with that one line? It was supposed to help her friend out. See, if you have a brilliant idea, you would have, this what her line would have said. My sister had a brilliant idea that helped her friend out. That would have been a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You don't say my sister had a brilliant idea that was supposed to help her friend out. See right there? It just ain't no luster on this brilliance.
I see it.
They decided since her boyfriend didn't know me, that I would start popping up at the club that he go to and you was going to flirt with him. That was the idea. Flirt with him. I put on a short wig, put on more makeup than I usually wear to make sure he didn't suspect nothing. Because check this out. Because I had done this before for my sister. So she done had this brilliant idea twice. So I had done this before for my sister. But her boyfriend got suspicious because my sister and I look a lot alike. What? Ooh! How many brilliant people in this letter right here? I can't count them. I lost count. It's so many brilliant people. When we come back, I'm going to just tell you the truth, lady, and you're not going to like it.
All right, Steve. We're going to have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject went undercover and ended up under the covers. All right, we'll get back into that right after this.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, went undercover and ended up under the covers.
Yeah, this lady right here got her sister got a friend that's been dating this man 10 years and hadn't proposed to her yet because he'd been cheating on her several times. So he decided to prove his loyalty to the girl. He would join her church. So he joined her church and she thought she had something. And then she started suspecting that he might be cheating because they go out at night and he turned his phone off a couple of times. So her sister, this was her words right here, had a brilliant idea that was supposed to help her friend out. Now, we've already discussed in the last go-round how brilliant this idea wasn't because it lost its luster right after she said had a brilliant idea because it was supposed to help her friend out. See, the letter should have said my sister had a brilliant idea that helped her friend out. Then that idea would have been brilliant, but there's nothing brilliant about this idea at all. They decided since her boyfriend didn't know me, that I was going to dress up, go to the same club he had on, put on a short wig and extra makeup, and he wouldn't recognize me. And they wanted her to flirt with him. Then she said, because I had done this before for my sister. Uh-oh. So this the same sister that be coming up with these brilliant ideas. She done had this her second time that you done done this before. And the brilliant idea didn't work the first time. Because her boyfriend got suspicious because y'all look so much alike and ended up dumping your sister because she was playing games with him. So how did she have the same brilliant idea a second time that didn't even work the first time? That's the law of insanity. If you keep doing the same thing expecting a different result, then you crazy. All right, here we go. But this new guy was different. He hadn't seen me before. So we danced, we drank, and kissed in the club. One of my friends was there getting video of everything. Wait a minute. So y'all videoing this too? The more drinks I had, the more his body felt so good against mine. He leaned to me once again and kissed my neck. Right there, video should have been over. We got the evidence. I go back to my sister. That would have been all the evidence you need. She just said, go and flirt with him. Mm-hmm. He kissing you on the neck, that's video, that's ground, that's cheating. That's what that is to a woman. All right. I was ready to go home with him. I couldn't fight the feeling. It had been a while since I had been touched that way. Who did y'all send into the club? Y'all sent the wrong person. Y'all wrong sent a little person. That's hot to trot. Y'all have sent a little thought over there in the club, and now she just in here just doing the most. I ended up under the covers with this man. And it was the best experience of my life. That's why he cheated, because he got spread this round. I went back for a few more times before I reported back to my sister and her friend. My sister mad at me, and so is her friend. I did what I was supposed to do. How can they be upset when I did what I was asked of me? Anybody ask you to do all that?
She understood the assignment.
You failed on the mission. When he kissed your neck at the club and your friend was videoing it, that was it right there, Chichi. But you done went in there and you done got tuned up 3-4 times. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the conclusion I've come to with this letter.
Okay.
Your sister and her friend, they have got to get a new test dummy. They have got to get a new test dummy. Because I'm telling you, man, you are exactly that. You a test dummy.
Literally.
How you gonna... Who get a dummy to go in and take a test for him? Who do that? You know how many people I paid to take tests for me in my lifetime? I always get the smartest person I can find. When I was buying tests. I would buy people who knew how to get the right test. Who sends a dummy in to take a test for him? Y'all need a new test dummy, because this dummy right here is in there taking too much tests. She testing everything. She testing drinks, dancing, neck kissing. Let me go to the house. It's the best I ever had, just to make sure. I went back over there a few more times to make sure it was the same man that was doing these things to me. And Lord have mercy. Now I'm ready to report back to my sister and her friend.
Got all your research.
Now they're mad at her. The nerve of them.
And then she want to know, how can they be upset when I did what I was asked of me? Lady, you going to be single the rest of your life. You can't be this stupid. Here's the thing that I've discovered in this letter. A test dummy really can be a dummy. Thank you,
that
Lord.
Part.
Yeah.
All right.
And I thought you just strapped them in cars to run tests on a collision. But no, you can actually send them in the club on missions. I didn't know.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. Download it today. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.